This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm looking forward to it. I love watching NASCAR this time of year. It's a fun thing to sit around and do. I like watching the PGA Tour, to be honest with you. I like watching that every Sunday. But between that and NASCAR, there's things to do.
The Genesis Invitational this weekend?
There's things to do. So you can look forward to different things if you're a sports fan on what to do. And my suggestion is pick a driver, man. Have fun with it. Mm. You know, be in a NASCAR fantasy league. I'm not kidding. That stuff does pass the time away.
I don't know if it's
I'm such a sicko. I was in a bass fishing fantasy league. I'm not kidding.
We picked anglers. Next level.
You picked anglers and you looked at where they're from and looked at where the lakes were. Like if the guy's from Alabama and the lake's in Alabama, chances are he probably knows where the fish are. You know what I'm saying? So that's where you go with. But you can, the guy's stock would go up and down, like the angler. Like if he finished well, his stock. So if you had him priced cheap, you were fine throughout the year. But anyway, I digress. But NASCAR fantasy is fun, too. You use a driver like three times, and that's it. I don't know if they still have that type of league, but it's fun.
So they've got new – so with the NASCAR app, there is new versions of Fantasy Live. So they got the generic Fantasy Live where you can join a league and everything like that or a group. You can use the driver five times throughout the regular season. It resets during the playoffs, of course. And you pick a driver lineup of five. There's a garage driver that you can sub in the middle of it. They also do 36 for 36, which is new. Say you like a Denny Hamlin to win the Daytona 500. I pick Bubba Wallace for this one, actually, in 36 for 36. As soon as you pick one driver, though, you cannot pick them the rest of the season. And the goal is to pick the winner of every single race. And the person with the most points at the end just wins the league. So I like Bubba in this one a lot. Blaney's my guy. Blaney's my favorite driver. I want Bubba to win just to shut everybody up again.
He's plus 1,300, which is second. He's tied for second in odds on FanDuel.
There's some dark horse guys because at restrictor play races, it's more of an open field potentially where things should just kind of go nuts, obviously, with the accidents, the big one, and all that other stuff. What are Ryan Preece's odds, Bing? I'm curious because he qualified third on Wednesday. Didn't start on the front row, so his starting spot got shifted because of the duels and stuff.
He's heavy odd, plus 4,400.
That might be a great value pick.
My guy's Michael McDowell at plus 3,700.
That's another good value pick. It's another good one, man.
You just wait around until the end of the race. You never know what can happen. The most frustrating thing is when you see your driver winning all the damn race, and then all of a sudden the final 10 laps, he like falls apart.
Yeah, that is the tough part of it.
But if you pick a driver, you can have fun with it. Like, pick a couple of them. So that way you're always kind of correct in the mix. Because if someone, you know, bows out or gets in a wreck and, you know, it's not as fun. But if you pick at least two or three, and then follow them all year. Hell, go out and buy Tide if it's a Tide card.
Lord.
Who knows? But actually, there's a huge correlation between NASCAR fans and the products on the cars.
100%, yes.
Big time correlation with that.
My dad used to work at Stanley, the security lock company. They sponsored for the longest time Marcus Ambrose. Yep. They sponsored Casey Kane, Elliott Sadler. So my dad would just root for the guys that, you know, if you work for a company and they're a sponsor on the car, then go for it.
Somebody like all the Jimmy Johnson and Lowe's people that would go for Jimmy.
Home Depot with Tony Stewart. Somebody from the 816, I think, says something that's one of the headlines, actually, of the whole 500. And it's the fact that Junior Motorsports is in the Cup Series. They had to race to get in. Justin Allgaier got in last night. So Junior Motorsports is in the 500 for the first time ever. So for those who love Dale Jr., which there's a ton of them out there, people are excited about that.
Well, Denny Hamlin's a fun one to watch, too. He's never won the Cup, but he's obviously wins races all the damn time. Yeah. But he's with Michael Jordan. I saw their NASCAR facility out in Charlotte.
It's a sweet, it's a
unreal.
Sweet place.
Jordan's getting real, real serious about NASCAR.
Bubba's got one of the fastest cars. He's finished second before in the 500. He's been right there. He's a very good restrictor plate racer. Of course, he's won at Talladega. I'd love for him to win the 500. It would shut everybody up who don't care for Bubba Wallace, which I met him when he was here in Kansas Bank in the fall. Couldn't be a nicer dude.
We've had him on the show before, too.
Couldn't be a nicer dude.
Yeah, 100%. He was good. I would probably go McDowell, just for, you know, dark McDowell's horse plus 3,300. That's who I would go with.
I'm picking.
Go with the Ford and Michael McDowell.
Fords and the Toyotas have actually been really quick.
He's sponsored by Love's, and they have very good burritos.
I love Love's.
Very good burritos, by the way. Very underrated for roller food. If you like roller food, bingo.
The Chevys are a little bit slower this year in qualifying and stuff because normally we're used to the Hendrick cars that are up top in qualifying, but they weren't as much, maybe helps them with the race speed or in terms of the handling of the car. I know Byron was really struggling with his car yesterday, but a lot of guys going to backup cars too. Also, Helio Castroneves is going to be in the 500 as well.
And he got a provisional because he wrecked. So NASCAR's got a new rule where it's kind of silly. It's like great racers get a provision.
Yeah.
If your name is Helio Castroneves, you automatically get, because he wrecked during qualifying. He wasn't going to qualify.
Yeah, he was in an accident during the duel last night, unfortunately, but I think it'll be interesting to see how he does because they have more practice than really any other race, it seems like. Now with NASCAR, they don't do practice as much as they used to. They have two more practices, so he'll be able to get, you know, used to all that stuff. McDowell also, by the way, Bank, is in the 72, I didn't catch this. He's in the Spire car, 71 car. He's no longer in the Love's car.
He's not, it's Spire now?
Todd Gilliland is in the 34 Love's car now.
Oh, Gilliland's in. Okay.
McDowell joined Spire with Carson Hocevar and
Justin Haley. I had him on, too. And I had Truex on one time, too. He was out fishing during the interview, which made a really fun interview that Truex was.
Truex is back in it, too, for a one-off.
That was my guy. That was my driver.
From the 620.
I went to Bass Pro Shops just because of him. Just kidding. I was there anyway.
From the 620. I like Cindric at these speedways. That's a good pick. He's won the 500 before. Kind of screwed Blaney out of it, which I didn't care for too much. And neither
did Ryan.
Cindric
is plus 2,400.
I think Cindric's a good pick, though.
Christopher Bell is a plus 1,800 right behind Chase Elliott. I like Christopher Bell a lot in this.
Chase Elliott's going to be one of the favorites as well. He's been very good at restrictor plate races, of course. He hasn't
won it yet. I
would go
Chase Elliott to win it if you're asking me who to win. He's plus 1,700.
You think he's going
to
win it?
I'd go Chase to win it because that's who I like. But as far as odds, if we're picking just a dark horse, I'm going McDowell.
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going with Bubba. I'm rooting for Ryan Blaney. I think a dark horse could be Ryan Preece. You know, Brad Keselowski, who always gets in an accident. It seems like he's a little bit aggressive with the push, but who'd have thought, Bank, we'd be doing NASCAR talk, you know?
Helio's plus 21,000.
I love Helio Castroneves. I don't think he's winning.
Nemechek's plus 12,000.
He is in a good car,
Jimmy
though, because
Johnson's
the track
in this one, too, by the way, plus 7,500.
Jimmy was quick, too, in the duel. Jimmy was getting up there at the front, so that'd be really interesting for those who love a seven-time. So, but who'd have thought, Bank? NASCAR talk on 96.5 The Fan. I love it.
You know what? It's about fans, right? It's about what people like.
There's
like
a lot
going
more
the
people
track
on the text line. I'm actually taking some pride in this. I'm happy. There's a lot more NASCAR fans, I think, in the text line than we originally would maybe
There's
think.
There's nothing better, man, than getting your beer and just chilling. I mean, this weekend's going to be crap again, isn't it? I don't know. I'm the weather. Well, I do like weather. But isn't this weekend going to be like icy and crap like that? I mean, you might as well just sit in, chill, drink some beer, and watch some.
If you haven't been to a NASCAR race, Cody's never been to a NASCAR race before. I was like, you just got to go once.
It is unreal going to. I always like
experiencing the speed, the noise, the rumble in your chest. There's nothing like it.
It's like going to an NHL game. Like, I always, going to the Mavericks game is fine, but going to the NHL is just different, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's just completely different. The speed, the passing, the shots. It is much different in an NHL game, but I always say go to the game. Like, if you go to an NHL game or you go to a NASCAR race, you see it differently. Like, football to me is a great television sport. It is a great television sport. I think baseball, to be honest with you, is a great radio sport. Football, same way at times, but football can be a great, because of replays and everything else
TV,
that you get.
TV is nice.
Yeah, you get to sit back there and watch it, especially if you want to watch a bunch of games where, like, college games, are the whole day is taken up by going to an 11 a.m. game. You're, you know, going 3-4 hours for the game. Then you get to drive back, whatever that is. So you miss a lot of the games. But NASCAR is definitely going out there and get the garage pass and stuff, because these guys will let you go right in your garage. You can go to the meeting before the race.
One, it's very fan friendly. Like you're able to bring your own beer and food and snacks. You can bring it. You don't have to buy the $10, the $20 food. You know, you can bring really whatever you want. Plus, Kansas also has had the best racing, I think, out of any speedway over the last couple of years with a new next gen car.
Kansas has been unreal.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.